Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody's in the fight of your life right now. Lashay Knox, tell them how to win.
This is how I fight my battles.
When you're feeling overwhelmed and under pressure.
This is how I fight my battles. Woo!
When you're in the midst of a storm and you can't see your way out.
This is how I fight my battles.
When you get that unfavorable diagnosis.
This is how you fight.
Somebody's saying it seems like trouble is all around me. Lashay, tell them it may look like.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
That's how God works.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded,
yes.
But I'm surrounded by you.
I know what it looks like.
It may look like I'm. By you. This is how you fight. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard.
Aren't you glad that you are surrounded by the Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that I'm surrounded by him. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How do we fight? We fight on our knees. We fight with our worship. Come on, people of God. Hallelujah. I'm surrounded by his mercy. I'm surrounded by his peace. I'm surrounded by his healing. I'm surrounded by his love. I'm surrounded by his grace. My God, I give him glory this morning. Amen. Welcome, 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 everyone. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glad to be back with you this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what he is doing on this day. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the lifting up the spirit this morning. I am surrounded. My God, I give him glory. Welcome, everyone. Hallelujah. To Reign of Glory Revival Ministry this morning. Amen. You are on the air with no other than the one and only. Amen. Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. Amen. Praise God. My spirit is leaping from that song this morning. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for his mercy. Thank God for his peace. Thank God for his healing. Thank God for his love and his grace. My God, I say thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome, everyone. I'm glad to see everyone here this morning. Amen. Praise God. It's nothing but the Lord Jesus Christ that woke us up this morning in our right mind with the activity of our limbs on this morning. Praise God. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray, people of God. My God, I say thank you. Text somebody. Let somebody know. Praise God. Hallelujah. Reign of Glory. The Bible ministry is on the air. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My God, it's time to be the evangelist that God wants us to be. Amen. In this season. Amen. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Father. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Holy Spirit, have your way, God, today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I'm asking right now, Father God, that you will move for your people on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit, that you will grab a hold of us this morning, Father God. Touch us from the crown of our head, God, to the soles of our feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I ask you right now, Father God, cause a great revival to come up in our spirit this morning, Lord God. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, have your way this morning, Lord God, as we come before you this morning, Lord God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, waiting for your word to drop from the very throne room, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray that this word, ah, yes, Holy Spirit, will grab a hold of us there. Oh, my Son, Holy Spirit, thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you're going to do on today. We thank you, Lord God, for the uplifting. I keep hearing the word uplifting of our spirit. Father, I thank you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, I pray for wisdom. I pray for knowledge. I pray for the understanding that only comes from you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you. I praise you. I glorify you, and I lift you up, God. Bless every home that's represented here, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Bless them, God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Amen. I want to thank Pastor Waters. Amen. Oh, hold up. I see the name of Kodabasana. Yes, Holy Spirit, for coming on last week. Amen. Praise God. We're going to change up a couple things. Amen. That I get some rest. Amen. And I can sit back and listen to somebody else. I thank God for her coming on last week. Amen. Get ready, people of God. There's new things that's getting ready to take place. A prayer line is getting ready to resurrect again. Amen. Praise God. As I get situated. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We know that God don't let us drop our mantles. We have to pick it back up and go forward. Amen. Praise God. But with that being said, amen, let me go to the Bible. This morning, I want you to take, I'm going to go to Isaiah 45. Isaiah 45, verses 2 and 3 this morning. This is what the Lord has laid upon my heart. The Bible says, he says, I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of the secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord, who calls you by your name, and the God of Israel. People of God, yes, Holy Spirit. Remember one thing, that God gives us the victory. But today I want to speak to us today. God will lead you to victory. I want you to underline that three times. God will lead you to victory. Come on, Holy Ghost. My God, I give you glory. When we are faced with desperate times and situations, we should count it all joy. We should continue to praise God, not for the problems or the situations, but because God can take every desperate situation and problem and turn it around for his glory and for his good. That's why we count it all joy. Our joy is not based on circumstances, but on our relationship. Hear me in the Holy Ghost this morning, but on our relationship with Jesus Christ. Therefore, our praise and thankfulness should not be based on our circumstances. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. But on our relationship with Jesus Christ and what he says, we serve a God, oh, come on, Holy Ghost, that will do what he says that he will do. Can I say it one more time, people of God? We serve a God that will do what he says that he will do. Listen to the Bible. I'm going to give you Bible today. My God, I give you glory. Ephesians 5:20 says, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Then it goes on to say in Psalms 31:1-3, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. We're going to exalt his name together. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost, my God, I give you glory. The Bible tells us, amen, in 1 Thessalonians 5:16 and 18, rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God. Come on. This is the will of God in Jesus Christ. So, oh, now, my fear for you. Glory to God. As people and Christians of God, come on, Holy Ghost, always have a reason for rejoicing. We say, Lord, I can't rejoice in my circumstances right now. But it's not in your circumstances. It's in the Lord Jesus that you serve. Come on, Holy Ghost. No matter what is going on all around you, God is still in control. Somebody say, God is still in control. Somebody needs to hear this word this morning. God is still in control. That hard, stubborn situation, God is still in control. That situation that seems out of your control, God is still in control. When you don't know what to do, God is still in control. Thankfulness should be reflected in our lives. In the Christian life, every circumstance, it is God's desire for us to remain thankful in everything. Jeremiah 29, we all know it because we all quote it. We quote it, amen, praise God, they quote up our standard because we know the scripture, praise God. But do we really know the scripture? Has we really meditated on the scripture? For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. We can rejoice at all times knowing that the thoughts God has toward us are good. The plans that God has for our plans, our future filled with hope. When we are faced with desperation, we must remember that God has promised us that he will go before us. Anybody know that God is already going before you? Come on, Holy Ghost. That he will make the crooked places straight. That he will break the gates of bronze. Come on, somebody. That he will cut the bars of iron. That he will give us the treasures of darkness. And that he will give us the hidden riches Oh, come on, my God, I give it glory. God will go before us. This is something that we have to get in our spirit this week. Praise God. God will go before me. Oh, Rabbi, I said, and I'm a hoya. No matter what I'm going through, God will go before me. My God, my prayer life goes before me. My worship goes before me. My reading my Bible goes before me. You got to understand, praise God, my son, and I'm a seer. God is here with us today. Glory to God. Glory to God. As you sought him, praise God, with your whole heart, your whole mind, and your whole spirit. The Lord is our good shepherd, and as our shepherd, he will go before us. Every place we go, he has already been there. He knows what lies ahead of us. The Bible says something that we always quote again in Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd. We say that with boldness. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Come on, somebody say, for his name's sake. Yea, do I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. You are with me. Oh, my God, I give you glory. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You have prepared a table before me. Come on. In the presence of my enemies, you have anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. Come on, all the days of my life. He didn't say one day. He said all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Lord leads us on the path that we shall follow. We can be assured that every and whatever our road lead us, God has gone before us and is with us. God will make the crooked places straight. God will make the path that he has for us and our destination more acceptable. With the Lord, our destination is obtainable. The Bible says in Isaiah, every valley shall be exalted. Isaiah 40 and 4 says every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low. The crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough places smooth. The words of God, the Bible tells us, amen, why are we fretting? Why are we so anxious? Why are we, glory to God, when life pressures comes upon us, when pressure come upon us, amen, praise God. We're locked in the corner and we start stressing out. We have to get to the place in our lives that we ask God to bring us peace of mind. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. As child of God, we are in the hands of God, providence and protection. I'm in his protection. You are in his protection. God intervenes on our behalf. As we look back over our lives, we can see where God has made the crooked places straight and the rough places smooth. Our very steps are ordered by the Lord. With the Lord's help, our destination. Come on, Holy Ghost. The one he has ordered for us. My God, I give it glory. Can be reached as people of God, every one of our steps is planned out by God. God plans our steps. Amen. Praise God. My God, I give you glory. The Bible says, come on, I'm going Bible today. Come on, some of them will see them higher. Glory to God. I remember, praise God, I'm hearing in the spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. One of the comedians, praise God, glory God. Man, he was saying, glory to God. I'm going gospel. Bible on you, praise God. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to his name. Psalms 37:23 says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. when he said the steps of a good man, that don't mean that it's only a man. The steps represented a man and a woman. The, oh, my God, I give you glory. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighted in his way. God will break the gates of bronze for you, people of God. The Lord will break, and he will destroy the gates the enemy has erected in order to keep you or your loved ones from being in bondage. Come on, somebody say, I got freedom today, praise God. I got freedom of my mind today. God is cutting the gates of iron today, praise God, out of my life, praise God. God will cut the bars of iron. Iron is a very hard, strong, and firm, unyielding metal, praise God. Iron bars are very hard to get out of. But the Bible says, my God, I give you glory. Listen what Psalms 107, 10 to 16 says. Those who sat in darkness and in the shadow of death, bond in afflictions and irons, because they rebelled against the word of God. People of God, be careful what you do against the word of God, because the word of God is going to stand. Somebody tried to give you a word from the Lord, trying to get you in the right place, and you rebelled against the Lord. You're rebelling against God. Wipe the dust off your feet, people of God. My God, I give you glory. Because they rebelled against the word of God and despised the counsel of the Most High. Therefore, he was brought down. He brought down their hearts with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. It's funny how, praise God, by saying the Most High, when we get in trouble, we cry out to God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, we pray more, praise God. We seek God more. We start fasting more because we need the help of the Lord. The Bible says, and he saved them out of their distress and brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and broke their chains in pieces. Don't we serve a God, praise God, that the hardest thing, the stubbornest thing, amen, God is able to break you out of those things, amen. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful works to the children of men. He has, come on, for he has broken the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron in two. No matter what type of iron bars we have put ourselves behind or allow the enemy to put us behind, God can cut them apart, allowing us to go free. When we know the Lord, we can call out to him in times of need, and he will help us, even though he may have caused even though we may have caused the problem. Come on, somebody, the need, God will give us the treasures of darkness. The greatest treasures come from the deepest, darkest valleys. Many wants the treasures, but few wants to go into the darkness to get them. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost, my God, I give you glory. And they agreed with him. The Bible says in Acts 5:20. Oh, my God, I give you glory. Acts 5, 40 and 42. And they agreed with him. And when they had called for the apostles and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. So they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy, oh my God, I give it glory, to suffer shame for his name. And daily in the temple and every house, they did not cease teaching and preaching Jesus the Christ. When the apostles were persecuted, they were in a dark valley. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. I don't know if you ever been there, praise God, by sending a Messiah, when you're trying to do right by God, when you're trying to do the work of the Lord. The Bible says, if you look at it, praise God, my son and a Messiah, when the apostles were persecuted, they was in a dark valley. They did not feel sorry for themselves or complain about their situation. They rejoiced because they knew that there was more going on than what they saw with their eyes or felt with their bodies. When you are being persecuted for righteousness' sake, praise God, my God, I give you glory. You've got to understand that there's more going on than what you can see. God used their sufferings to bring people into his kingdom. Souls were saved through the suffering. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost, my God, I give you glory. The disciples gained treasures from the darkness. Our treasures are stored up. Our treasures will come when the darkest hour, oh my God, I give you glory. When you're going through so much. Now they was trying to get the word out. Oh my God. It could be through your family. It could be through your friends. It could be through your own mind, probably by sending a Messiah. That dark place, my God, I give you glory. Through that dark place, Abel Shire, you were gaining the treasures of God. My God, I give you glory. Listen what the Bible says in Matthew 5:10-12. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you, what? Falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. See, we want the reward down here when the reward is in heaven. My God, I say thank you. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. As we go through the dark valleys, God is not only moving on your behalf, but on the behalf of others that are also in a dark valley. God will always take the bad situation and bring good out of it. So when you're going through some things, my God, I say thank you. That bad situation, look for the good in that bad situation. Something good is coming out of that bad situation for you and for the others around you. My God, I give you glory. Listen what Isaiah 61:3 says. To console those who mourn in Zion. The church to console the one that mourns in Zion. To give beauty for ashes. The joy. The oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called the tree of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified, that he may be glorified. Hear me in the Holy Ghost, that he may be glorified. He will bring beauty out of those ashes. He will take those ashes, yes, Holy Ghost, and bring beauty out of them. The oil of joy, my God, I give you glory. When we allow God, he will take us from sorrow to joy. Good morning, joy. Come on, somebody. Say, good morning, joy. From mourning to rejoicing. Glory to God. Glory to God. You are going to go from sorrow to joy. I'm speaking in the power of the Holy Ghost and the authority he has given me that joy will come to you today in the name of Jesus. My God, I give you glory. The Bible says, Esther 9:22. As the days on which the Jews had rest from their enemies, as the month which was turned from sorrow to joy for them, and from mourning to a holiday, that they should make them days of feasting and joy, of sending presents to one another and gifts to the poor. See, it wasn't, they knew the fundamentals of Bible. Come on, Holy Ghost. My God, I give you glory. When God delivered them, praise God, they began to celebrate, praise God, by sending the Messiah. They began to get joy, praise God, sending presents and gifts to one another and making sure that the poor had everything that they needed. My God, I say thank you. Because why? God has delivered them, praise God. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. They have rest from their enemies. And I speak today that you will have rest from from your enemies, that you will have joy, that God will bring glory to God, joy out of that sorrow that you're going through. That day, praise God, that when you celebrate your life, praise God, what God has brought you from, you know where God has brought you from. He has brought you to the marvelous light, and I pray that the light of God will shine upon you today in the name of Jesus. May the light of God shine, glory to God, in our hearts today, praise God. May the light of God shine on our children today. My God, I give you glory. May the light of God shine upon our homes today. My God, I give you glory. May the light of God shine in our finances in the name of Jesus. May the light of God shine, glory to God, in our health in the name of Jesus. My God, I say thank you. God will give us hidden riches. Many times, we cannot see the wonderful things that God wants us. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. Hey, my son of Abasia. Many times, people of God, we cannot see the wonderful things that God wants to give us with our natural eyes, because we're not looking through the eyes of faith. All we see is destruction all around us. All we see that people are coming up against us. All we see, praise God, is trouble after trouble after trouble. We're not looking through the eyes of faith. But the Bible says here in 1 Corinthians 2 and 9, but as it is written, hear me in the Holy Ghost, eyes have not seen, oh my God, I give it glory, nor ears heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his what? Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of man except the Spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know, oh, come on, Holy Ghost, the things that have been freely given to us by God. Through our, intimacy with God, he will show us many secrets and hidden things. God will truly go before us. He will lead, guide, and direct us. Oh, y'all, God, I know somebody got to be attentive this morning. Amen. Praise God, because it's a teaching moment. I'm not trying to be, I'm not trying to do that today. My God, I give it glory. See, we have to get this thing, praise God, by sending a Messiah. No matter what you go through, praise God, put one foot in front of the other. Oh, my sending a Messiah. God will truly go before us. He will lead us. He will guide us. He will direct us. And life goes through and throw us a curveball, my God, I give you glory. God will make the crooked places straight. By the power of God, we have to be set free from the prison that we or the enemy has placed in us. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. My God, I give you glory. Somebody say, God is setting me free today. Praise God. The Bible says in Isaiah 64:4, for since the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, nor has the eye seen at any God beside you. Who asks for the one waits for him. See, God, there are many treasures and hidden riches laid up for us if only we can reach out in faith and draw God closer. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Bible says, Psalms 31, 19 and 24, oh, how great is his goodness, for which you have laid up for us those who feared you, which you have prepared, come on, God has prepared for those who trust in you in his presence of the Son of Man, who shall hide them in secret places of your presence. From the plot of man, you shall keep them secretly in your provision. See, God knows what he's doing. And from the strife of tongue, blessed be the Lord. Come on, blessed be the Lord, for he has shown me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. For I said in my haste, I am cut off from before your eyes. Nevertheless, you heard the voice of my supplication. You heard me this morning, God. You heard me last night, God. You heard me when I cried out. When I cried out to you, oh, love of the Lord, all you his saints. For the Lord preserves the faithful and fully repays the proud person. See, you ain't got to fight the battles that you're fighting. All you got to do, praise God, is say a prayer to God. Remember, we said pray through it, praise God. Pray it forward, praise God. My God, I give you glory. Be of good courage, the Bible says, and he shall strengthen your heart, all you who hope in the Lord. See, God knows what he's doing. When I cried out to the Lord, when I sat before the Lord, when I got into his presence, when I start praising him, praise God, when I start fasting, praise God, God came, praise God, and delivered me from the iron gates. See, you got to understand, praise God, he shall keep you in his secret, in his provision, praise God. He will keep you, praise God, his loving kindness from a strong city that you think that you can't get out of, praise God. God will cut the iron gates for you. Come on, somebody say, God will make the crooked places straight for me. I will break in pieces the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron. I will give you the treasure and darken the hidden riches, the secret places that you may not know of. Oh, come on, somebody. The Lord who called you by your name, and I am the God of Israel. We thank God, hallelujah, for his mercy, his grace, praise God, being upon us, amen, hallelujah. We are going to the next level in life, praise God. We got victory ahead of us, praise God. Put one foot in front of the other, praise God, my city, the Messiah. Don't sit there and glory to God and complain about this situation. Do something about this situation. Pray to God. Let God have it, praise God. Some things are too heavy for us, praise God. Oh, glory to God, glory to God. We are holding on to weights that we can't even carry because we have not given it over to the Lord, praise God. He is sovereign. He is the one that's going to do it, praise God. We have to look to the hills with coming for help. He said, what's up? He's up, praise God. My God, I give it glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let us go to a song, people of God. Hallelujah, son of Isaiah. God is moving by his Holy Spirit. We're going to level up, praise God. We're going to the next place in God, please, of the Messiah. We're not going to stay here, praise God. We're not going to complain. We're going to move forward in the Lord. My God, I give you glory. Why? Because God said those hard things, those things that you cannot take care of, praise God. I'm cutting them asunder today. My God, I give you glory. This is a song, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. It's Oh Hail the King. This is from a gentleman, praise God, hi, yes, Holy Spirit, that I had on my Facebook page forever, praise God. They have a song that's getting ready to come out, and it's a worship song, people of God. Get into the worship. Amen, praise God. Oh, hail the King. It's by Solomon. Amen, praise God, from Uganda, praise God. See, God is reaching the nation, praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God that this ministry is going over to Uganda from the United Kingdom. There's places that I'd never put my feet on, but the Spirit of the living God, he's cutting asunder the bars that will stop anything, glory to God, and hinder everything, disconnecting you from people that don't want to see you prosper. My God, I give you glory. Oh, hail to the King. Let us worship. Fills all the air. What will you do? What will you do for the love of the King? People of the earth, what
do? What will you do for that blood of that king? Tells all the earth, what will you do? What will you do for that love of that king? Tells all the earth, what will you do? What will you do for the life of the king? I hear them say, I hear them bless the Lord. And I hear them say, I hear them bless the Lord. Yeah. Oh, everything will bless the Lord.
Jesus.
Masanda, yes, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hail the king. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for prophetic Solomon. Amen. From Uganda. Amen. With that song. Praise God. They're working on their CD. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I can't wait to see what God is going to do. I pray to uplifting for him. Amen. And all that's connected to what God wants to do in this season. Amen. Praise God. Keep them in prayer, people of God. Because we know that when we are doing something for God, amen, the enemy is always present. But guess what, people of God? We have a God that backs us and goes before us, people of God. My God, I give him glory. Come on, hallelujah. We're going to the next level, the above. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Going above what we could ever think or can imagine. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. So I take the prophetic praise, the truth, the eternal, come on, the revelation, hallelujah, glory to God, that what God has given us today, praise God, hallelujah, hallelujah, even though we don't have no connection physically with Israel, however, through my spiritual adoption, come on, somebody say, I've been adopted in, amen, I can relate to the words of this passage, amen, glory to God, so being adopted into God's family and promises that we're given to the people of Israel, praise God, we can get them too, praise God, hallelujah, so while you're going through difficult times, amen, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, when you open up the Bible, praise God, and you see the scripture, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. Look at Acts 10:34, and Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter person. God is no respecter person, people of God. If Jesus healed the sick in the New Testament, he can still heal you today. Do you believe that? Praise God. Hallelujah. My God, without doubting, praise God. God, you did it for them. You can do it for me. Praise God. Use the word, people of God. God got power in the word. The word will heal. The word will deliver. The word will set you free. Praise God. My God, I give you glory. 2 Corinthians 1:20, for all the promise of God in him are yes, and in him is amen, to the glory of God through us. Did you get that? He said, through us. My God, I say thank you. Your faith is your spiritual muscle. Glory to God, glory to God. Your faith is your spiritual muscle. How heavy is your muscle? How big is your muscle? My God, I say thank you. And as you use it, you will see that God honors faith. Come on, Holy Ghost, because faith honors God. My God, I say thank you. You. Jeremiah 12:5 says, use faith in the little things, and they will prepare you for the giants. So stop limiting God. He can do anything, and we can do anything through Christ who strengthened us. God's perfect faith, come on, in his word, he perfects those things. Come on. When you speak his word, you line your faith up with his. The angels literally hearken to the word of God. Come on, my God. Your angel, come on, because he said, I've given angels charge over thee. The angels literally hearken to the word of God as though he said them through his mouth. This is why you need to begin to confess God's promises out loud to see miracles happen in your life. I will go before thee. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 1:30, the Lord your God who goes before you, he will fight for you according to all he did for you in Egypt before your eyes. In order for God to go before me, I must follow the path that he is going in. Somebody say, I must follow his path. My God, I say thank you. My God, I give you glory. If you are facing a trial today, ask God to go before you and pave the way before you travel down it. God will make the crooked path straight. When you are on the crooked path, you will have no direction and time will be lost. Hear me today. When we're going our own way, doing our own thing, saying our own thing, come on, my God, I give you glory, with no direction, you're losing time, praise God, they double shire. Get in alignment with the will of God. The Bible says in Psalm 16 and 11, you will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. And that's true. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Many times, even in counseling, you will hear, I'm looking for directions in my life. The fact is, you will never get direction listening to the enemy of our mind, the enemy of people around us. Come on, Holy Ghost. Cut the bars of iron. Bars of iron can be the enemy's stronghold in people's lives. Our God is a God of deliverance. Proverbs 21:31 says, deliverance is of the Lord. Here, treasures and riches of the secret place is in his presence. God's secrets are unlocked by our obedience to join him in his presence. We limit God when we use our free will to oppose his perfect will for us. God calls you by your name. Come on. Isn't a great thought that the God of this universe knows your name? Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. Isaiah 43 and 1 says it. Isaiah 49 and 1 says, the prophet announces before I was born, the Lord called me. From my birth, he made me, come on, he made mention of my name. See, God already knew what your name was going to be before your mama named you, before your daddy named you. Also remember what God says about you and not what the enemy tries to whisper to you. I choose today to believe God's report. Amen? Come on. His report says, I am healed. I am victorious. I shall not want. Joy is mine. The most that God will never leave me or forsake me. God was there in the beginning, and he will be there in the end. Come on. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I, come on, he didn't say he needs your help. He said, I will break in pieces the gates of bronze, brass. I will cut asunder the bars of iron. He said, I will do it. People of God, we are getting ready. This is the last Sunday of the month. Listen, the Holy Ghost says, I will go ahead of you concerning every plan and journey you want to undertake. The Lord says, God says, I will go ahead of you concerning that difficulties and the obstacles on your way. God says, I will go ahead of you concerning the enemy of your destiny. God says, I will go ahead of you. Hear me in the Holy Ghost today. My God, I give you glory. The Lord says, not Carolyn, not the preacher. The Lord says, when God goes ahead of you, he will make the crooked path straight. He will make the rough places smooth. He will level every mountain and fill every valley. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost, my God, I give you glory. He will speak to men who have what you need. Come on, somebody. They will have no opinion but to release it to you, because God is going to do it. When God goes ahead of you, the impossibilities shall become possible, and every enemy that wants to fight you will have to fight with God first. My God, I give you glory. Your journey and destiny will yield more results. And your progress in life will be easier when God goes ahead of you. When God goes ahead of you, your obstacle will be put to flight, and everything that ever contended with you or contending with you will give away. My God, I give you glory. Why I'm saying that, my God, I say thank you, because Isaiah 45:2 says, put it this way, I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in peace the gates of brass. Amen. And I will cut asunder the iron. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for this day. Amen. Praise God. Because why? God said, I'm going before you. Is that the word for you today? Praise God. God said, I'm going before you. The Lord go ahead of me and make the crooked places straight. Come on. You need to pray that prayer. Lord, go ahead of me and make the crooked path straight in Jesus' name. It's not in Carla's name. It's in Jesus' name. Lord, make it straight for me, praise God. Make it straight for my household, God. Make it straight for my children, God. Make it straight for my finances, God. Make it straight for my ministry, God. Make it straight for my husband, God. Make it straight for my wife, God. I say, quote unto my fear of the Messiah. You can pray these prayers. Amen. Praise God. Mass at the Messiah. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. God will make things straight for you, my God. I give it glory. Why? Because God says today, my son of Messiah, Holy Ghost, I will go before thee. God will lead you to victory. We thank God today. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. We thank God today for the scripture that we have today. I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of bronze. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God is going to cut those bars. He will show you the treasures of darkness, the hidden riches, the secret place. Amen. Praise God. Why? Because he says, I am the Lord thy God. And when you call upon me, he said, I will answer and I will show thee great and mighty things with thy. No, it's not. God is moving by his Holy Spirit, people of God. Do not fret. Do not fret because of evildoers before God both sin and Amasuya. So they be soon cut down in the name of Jesus. God is moving by his Holy Spirit. God is moving by his Holy Spirit. Hear me in the Holy Ghost today. Glory to God. Glory to God. If anything that stayed with you today, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God is making my path straight. Every crooked thing, praise God, both sin and Amasuya, is going to be made right before the Lord. God is going to bless you. Just keep praising him. Keep going to his presence. Keep calling upon his name. He said, if you decree a thing, it shall be established, and the light shall shine up in his way. My God, I give you glory. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. He said, what? He said, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? Come on, somebody, let him in today. Let him in. Let him in today. He want to come in today. He want to come into your house. He want to come into your ministry. He want to come into your finances. He want to bless you above measures. My God, I give it glory. He want to come in and bless your health. My God, I say thank you. Come on and lift your hands up to the Lord. My God, I give it glory. Why? Because he said, I will go before you. He's not sending that friend that want to block you. He said, I'm going. He's not sending that friend that's jealous of you. He said, I will go. He's not sending that person, praise God, that wants you to see you, that don't want to see you prosper. He said, I'm going to do it. My God, I give it glory. Because sometimes, praise God, we're around people that's so close to us, praise God, that want us, don't want to see us take the next step. But I come in agreement with heaven today, and I counsel the assignment of the enemy, and I break it, break it, break it by the power of the Holy Ghost. Yes, Holy Ghost, my God, I give it glory. And in this season, people of God, I'm hearing the Holy Ghost. He said, I'm disconnecting people from the wrong people. My God, I give it glory. Because sometimes, praise God, we got the secret agents with us. My God, I give it glory. That's secretly jealous of you, secretly don't want you to prosper. heaven today by the power of the Holy Ghost. My God, I say thank you that God will go before you and make the crooked places straight. And when God go before you, my God, I give you glory. Everything that's not right has to move out the way. So don't be surprised who called you no more. My God, I give you glory. Tell God thank you for it, because why? They wasn't with you from the first place. My God, I say thank you. I don't know why God is going this way. Praise God. My Holy Ghost, have your way today. My God, I say thank you, because we shall prosper. We shall be in good health. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, give thanks unto the Lord, for the Father of heaven will do it. Amen. Bless the Lord at all times. Make a boast in the Lord. Give his name. Let us exalt his name together. Let us praise him and pray without ceasing. Thank you, Father, for your word today. Thank you for your word today. Thank you for your word today. Don't be surprised that people fall off. Because God don't want them with you. Maybe the next level of a lifting, praise God. They can't be with you. My God, I say thank you, Lord Jesus. Why? Because God said, I'll protect you. I will protect you. I will protect you. In my presence is fullness of joy. I will protect you. He knows the heart of man. The Bible said the heart is wicked and no man knows it. So to stop saying my heart is good. You don't know how good your heart is. You might jump across the table and beat somebody down for no reason because your heart is wicked. My God, I give you glory. And something on the inside of you, God called you, praise God, to want to beat that person up. What is that on the inside of you, praise God, that glory to God? I don't know what God, when you see a person and something on the inside, you turn upside down. My God, I give you glory. That means that's something that you have to work on. My God, I say thank you. You got to get over some things. My God, I give you glory. We need to repent for the things that we don't know and the things that we do know. My God, I give you glory. Come on, people of God, let's go higher in God. My God, I say thank you, because God is clearing the way for his people, and God is elevating his people. God knows what he's doing in this hour, in this season. And guess what, people of God? You are blessed and highly favored of the Lord. All we got to do is do right by God. Line up God. Line up our will with God. Get our hearts right and come before God in his presence and ask God what I'm doing next, God. What you want me to do next, God? What is that you want me to go next, God? In the name of Jesus, we bless you, God. So we thank God today for his grace, his mercy today. We thank God, amen, for all that he has said to us today. Praise God. We thank God for his grace. Holy Ghost, my God, I give you glory. We thank God this morning. Praise God. Today I pray the favor of God will give you the ladder in this nation to rise to the highest level that God wants you to go. The gate to your next level in business. This career, your academics, your ministry, your marriage, be open now in the name of Jesus. My God, I say thank you. Your helpers will not despise and reject you upon seeing you in the name of Jesus. They will come to help you. Praise God. My sin in the name of Hoyanavasia. The Lord will bring you into contact like you have a Jonathan. Praise God. Because Jonathan loved David. Praise God. From the four corners of this earth. Praise God. I decree and declare by the power of God that God will send you a Jonathan. I command the due glory to God of help to rest upon you and yours today. Praise. May you see God in a new dimension today. Praise God. Will you remember you? Glory to God. God will remember you in Jesus' mighty name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. May this week be the extraordinary week that you are looking for, that the iron gates are cut in pieces. Praise God. They caught up. God has made a way in your wilderness, that the dew of heaven will rest upon you in the name of Jesus. My God, I say thank you. We thank God to say, praise God. I want to bless everyone today. That God is moving by his Holy Spirit. Praise God. May you be blessed on this week. Glory to God. Even on this day, praise God. We thank God. Amen. Don't forget, praise God, on Thursday. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. True Vine International Ministry will be on at 6 p.m. Praise God. Hallelujah. Pastor Ilona Waters will be on. Join her on that day. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because we know that we need the word in this time. Amen. Amen. This is Sunday morning service. Amen. Praise God. Your tithes and your offering. Amen. Praise God. Send your offering in. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you don't know how to do it, you call me 302-883-9799. Amen. This is Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. We are a church, and Sunday morning is a service. Amen. Praise God. So don't stop coming. Keep coming. Amen. Lives will be changed. Amen. So if you want to reach me, praise God, 302-883-9799. Amen. Let me pray. Let me pray out. Hallelujah. Let me bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. And I'll give you more information. Amen. I'll contact you. Amen. For the prayer. Amen. Because we are going back into prayer. Glory to God. God won't let me rest, y'all, until I go back into prayer time. Hallelujah. This time, praise God, maybe. Hallelujah. God will do something even greater. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we just thank you. We praise you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come, Lord God, yes, giving thanks always and for all things. Glory to God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, yes, we will bless the Lord at all times, and we know, Lord God, that our praise will continue to be in our mouth, Father God. Our souls shall make a boast in the Lord God, and the humble shall hear of us and be glad. We're going to magnify you, Lord, and we're going to exalt your name together, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We're going to always rejoice, always, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and to give you thanks, Father God, for all the things that you have already done, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Because, God, in your word today, glory to God, glory to God, you said, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. Plans to go, yes, Holy Ghost, to give us a future and a hope, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We would not be desperate in this situation, Father God, but we would look to the hills to come if our help, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We know that, Father God, that you are making the crooked places straight, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we know, Father God, that you are breaking the gates of bonds, bronze, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and you are cutting the bars asunder, Lord God, that you are freeing us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we ask, Father God, to reveal to us, Father God, the treasures in the dark places, Father God, in the name of Jesus, those hidden riches, Father God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, because, yes, you are our shepherd, and we shall not want, Father God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, as you lead us beside the green pastures, Father God, beside the still waters, God, we thank you for restoring our soul, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And you're leading us in a path of righteousness, Father God, for your name's sake, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And even though we walk through the valley of shadow death, God, we will fear no evil because we know that you are with us, God. Your rod and your staff, that they're comforting us, Father God. And God, I thank you, Lord God, that you're preparing a table before us in the presence of our enemies, Lord God. And you are anointing our head with oil, God. And our cup is running over, God. And I thank you, Father God. You said, surely goodness and mercy to follow us all the days of our lives, Father God. We thank you for mercy. We thank you for grace. We thank you for sovereignty, Father God. We thank you for peace. We thank you for love. We thank you for our healing, God. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. As we look to the hills, we're coming by help. We know that our help comes from you, Father God. And thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Holy Ghost. My set on any me soon in my higher devil see it in the Mohoya. E katona my son on the MSN in the Hoya da Bastia. E kapasta dona bastanda yet in the Bosaya. Thank you, Jesus. You're making the crooked places straight. I hear you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, my son on my Sika yet in the Bosaya. You are blessing your people, my master in the Mohoya. You say, open up our hearts and the Mosia and the Mastia and receive our blessings today. My God, I give it glory. These things I pray, God. I thank you, Lord God. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, but then us fall before the presence of his glory. was God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Happy Sunday, everybody. God bless you all. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, give thanks, oh God, by sending a Messiah to him today. Keep praising him. Keep worshiping him. Keep doing what you're doing. And watch God do what he do best. I will go before you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. I got a song for you. God bless you all. Have a wonderful Sunday. In Jesus' name, amen.
Give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Give me you. Everything else can wait. Lord, give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. 'Cause it's me, oh Lord. I'm on my knees, crying out to you. It's me, oh Lord. I'm on my knees. So give me you. Give me you. Come on, say, give me you. I hope I'm not too late. me you.